much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson, and this is Live the Promise, and we are here to help you engage in a strong and active walk of faith. Really glad you tuned in. Hope you've had a great week so far. Well, if you listen often enough, you know we've been doing this kind of new feature, I'd say, the last couple months. It is called Talk to Me Thursday, and this is where we don't book a guest because you are the guest. Want you to talk to me. So every week, Thursday, second hour, I pitch a question, and here's the question for you today. What does obedience look like in your particular season of life? What does obedience look like in your particular season of life? 877-933-2484. I'm going to delve a little bit deeper into this idea because I want to identify four seasons that I lay out in my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, just to help you maybe get your arms around where you might be, because obedience just looks different on all of us in some degrees, you know, and it definitely looks different in varying seasons of life. I've got three copies of my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, Discovering and Enjoying What God Can Do Through You. Three copies, and we're going to do that by email, Susie@myfaithradio.com. You can just put purpose in the subject line. Remember your mailing address. And if you want to share what season you're in, you can do that by email. But otherwise, the phone lines are open as well, 877-933-2484. But let me explain, too, if you need a little more clarification. In Psalm 18, it says, "As for God, His way is perfect. All of the Lord's promises prove true. He is the shield for all who look to Him for protection. For who is God except the Lord? Who but God is a solid rock? It is God who arms me with strength, and He makes my way perfect. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, leading me safely along the mountain heights. He prepares me for battle. He strengthens me to draw a bow of bronze. You've given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand supports me. Your gentleness has made me great." Another translation says, "You stoop down to make me great. You've made a wide path for my feet to keep them from slipping." That's from Psalm 18. And then from Psalm 25, it says, "Show me the path where I should walk, O Lord. Point out the right road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me. For you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you." So when I was writing the purpose book, because I've been a student, I think, of purpose and calling for many, many years, just very intrigued by it. I ask a lot of questions. I've read about it, pondered it a lot. And what I've identified, not only in my own life, but the many people that I've spoken to, are these four seasons. And I've realized you can be at more than one of these seasons at the same time, but typically it's this one common season and then one of the others. So let me explain. The first season, it would be defined as the run season. And this is a time to take ground. This is a time of great favor and stretching faith. This is a time where it seems like the wind is in your back. All seems to be going well. The temptation is to think that life is good because I'm good, when in fact, life is good because God is good. And there's an abundance of grace because God has an abundance of work for you to do. In each of these seasons, and as I kind of unpack these, you'll notice that there are identifiers, but there's also temptations. And I'll just give you off the bat, one of the temptations in the run season is to loosen your grip because life doesn't feel so hard. But you are called to be all in those run seasons, all in and still living beyond your means, so to speak, when I'm talking faith-wise, where you're trusting God. You're just in that faith zone. And if He doesn't come through for you, you're done for. It is a time of great fruit, great favor, and a lot of work. There's still times of rest, but that's just, there's seasons of abundance. That's the run season. The second season is the rest season. And this is the time to pull back, time of refining and replenishment. And oftentimes it doesn't feel like a restful season, to be completely honest with you. Most times people arrive in this season either by burnout, they just have no other choice, they got nothing left to give, or they're sort of thrust into this season. So initially it doesn't feel like the rest season, but it's a season where you feel like you've put out to pasture, you're in a wilderness season, you're tossed into obscurity. So the rest of the world races by and you are wondering, what in the world has just happened to me? Maybe you lose your job, or you get sick, or you've got a loved one that you need to care for, or you're walking through depression. Whatever it is, you're suddenly in a season where it seems like everything's happening for everybody but you. And there are temptations in that season to manufacture something, to make something happen, to get ahead of God, where really in that rest season, it'll be kicking and screaming maybe if you're there involuntarily at first, or you'll be totally disillusioned with yourself because you're so exhausted and you wonder how you got there. But in due time, it becomes a season of refinement, of replenishment. And this is a really important season where you learn that you're not who you are, you're someone God loves. And we need these seasons because once in a while, when we get going and we start running hard, we start to believe that we are what we do and we get our value from the things we produce. And nothing is more refining than to be in a season where you're not what you do. You're just someone God loves, because that's true for us all the time. We just forget it. So this is a season where our identity is strengthened and our purpose is clarified. And the prayer and the desires that you come through that season, leaning on the arm of your beloved, of Jesus, where it's just call for a deeper intimacy. The third season is the season of stand. And this is a time to hold on. This is a time of purifying and testing. This is the time where it feels like the furies of hell have been aimed at you. And in order not to lose ground, the goal is to hold your ground. You know, in fact, the way that you gain ground is to hold your ground. And this is the season where for you, the highest place is you standing on the word. You're putting a flag in the ground saying, I will not be moved. I will not be moved from this place. My God is faithful. He is who he says he is, and he will come for me. I will tell you, I feel like we, Kevin and I, are in that season of stand right now. When I wrote the book, I said we were in the season of run. It's just a ton of favor and fruitfulness, and there's still a lot going on in our lives. But still, this is one of the fiercest spiritual battles, I have to say, we've ever walked through. But we are finding God faithful in this place. Again, obedience looks different in each of these seasons. All right, in the fourth season, and this is the season I really believe every serious Christian is in. I realized it sort of toward the end of the book when I finished writing. If you're a serious Christian, I think you're always at some point in the active waiting season. And the active waiting season is this. It's kind of like all business on the outside and deep longing on the inside. So you're currently stewarding whatever assignment God has for you. So people may not even know the deep longings of your heart. You're tending to your yard. You're tending to the current assignment in front of you, but there's unfinished business inside of you. Maybe it's a longing for your kids, a longing for your marriage, for your health, for your identity, for your finances. And there's even a groaning deep inside. So while it's business on the outside, there's major intercession, major appealing to God saying, I've got to see a breakthrough. Now, there are temptations in this particular season as well. The temptation is to be so filled with your longing that you forget your current assignment. Or the other temptation is to be so despairing over that unfulfilled desire that you just kind of neglect it and just sort of camp in the wilderness of your current circumstance, but you're not stewarding it with expectancy because you're kind of depressed. You're tired of waiting. This place of active waiting requires great maturity to be faithful in the assignment, but then to continue to listen to God and to hang on to faith. So now that you have a little bit of a rundown, and I'll unpack these more as we go, which season would you say you're in? Because I want to talk with you and help you work through what obedience looks like in your particular season. Do you identify with any of these? Or maybe you've got a question about it. 877-933-2484, 877-933-2484. That's a toll-free call. And we've got three copies of my book, Your Beautiful Purpose. We're giving them away through email. So email Susie@myfaithradio.com. Please remember your mailing address. That would be super helpful. I want to play a song by Elevation Worship now. And this song is called Do It Again. And this has been one I've just had on repeat, because it helps you remember that we're all in this, you know, that we all have seasons where you feel like I'm walking around these walls. I thought they'd fall by now, you know, and they just haven't. But I remember, though, God, you've moved mountains before, and I believe you're going to do it again. If you find yourself in that kind of season, I'm telling you what, lean back and listen to this song. I would love to hear from you, though. 877-933-2484. Let's listen in.
Still stands. Great is your faithfulness. promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail.
So I want to know what season of life that you're in so I can pray for you. Are you in that season of standing where it's just a fierce battle, you're holding on to faith? Or running, times of favor where you're holding on and just trying to steward as best you can? Or resting where you're in times of obscurity and maybe even recovery? Or active waiting where you're stewarding a current assignment, with an unfulfilled longing in your heart? I'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Let's talk together. Maybe I can pray for you and encourage you. We'll be back in a minute. Is so true. We have every reason to hope and rejoice and embrace our faith. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is The Promise. It is Talk to Me Thursday, and this is where we don't schedule a guest because you're our special guest. We throw a question out, and I want to know what season of life you're in. And I outline the four seasons that I'm talking about in my book, Your Beautiful Purpose. Got three copies. I'd love to get a copy in your hands, or doing it by way of email drawing, Susie@myfaithradio.com. So stand is that season when it seems like the furies of hell are against you, or you're just in a big storm. So your call is to put your flag in the ground, and the way that you gain ground is by not losing ground in that season. Rest is not so much, it doesn't start out rest. It's really a season of obscurity. Either you're recovering from burnout, or you've been thrust there because of sickness, the loss of a job, and you feel very isolated. But obedience in that place, and God, the way he meets you in that place, is very different than other seasons. Active waiting is a season where you look like all business on the outside, but there's a deep unfulfilled longing on the inside. And I know there's one more and I missed it, but we'll get to it here in just a second. We've got Virginia Wills calling. Hey, Virginia, how are you today? Wells, I should say.
I'm doing well, ma'am.
How are you? Oh, good.
Doing well.
So tell me what season of life you find yourself in right now.
I would say it's stand. I am currently battling colon cancer.
Oh, my.
And I was diagnosed August 16th of 2016. And actually, next Tuesday, April 25th, I will have my last round of scheduled chemo. And so I'm in battle right now.
Yeah, wow.
And I am holding on with all my might because I still have a lot of life that I know that God wants me to experience. And I am holding on to faith because I know that he is the great healer.
Wow.
And I know what he has in store for me. And he has been so ever-present in this journey. And I wanted to tell you personally, I have been given two of your devotionals, your evening and then the morning blessings. And they came at different times during my life. And they have been... I can't even begin to put into words. It is as if the day that I pick it up is the day that I'm standing there, and it's as he, those words that you've written sometime in the past, he's speaking to me in the exact moment that I'm in the exact battle I'm in the exact situation I'm in, and it's been a continuous thing throughout this journey, and there are days that I just sit there, and it's just, it takes my breath away because it's like, that proves how present he is with us at
Amen.
All times.
Oh, man. Virginia, that just means the world to me. Thank you for sharing that. I pray every day that readers would get the right word at the right time. And I so resonate with what you're saying, that he is our healer. I believe it more now than ever before. I'm in my second round of some health things, nothing like you, but it's been quite the battle, I'll be honest with you. My hubby's a cancer survivor. We've got one of our programs on Faith Radio is called Real Recovery, and one of the hosts there received a stage 4 diagnosis, and God has done a miracle in that situation. I continue to hear stories of just turnaround miracles. And I believe more than ever before that God wants his people well. And one way or another, we do everything we can to stand. And then the battle is the Lord's and he fights for us. So I am standing with you in faith and believing God's going to do something great. And it sounds like you're becoming very versed at what it means to stand in the storm, holding on to his truth. I wonder if I could just pray for you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I thank you for Virginia and her boldness and her courage. And all of us together, the thousands and thousands of us, we stand together. And I just pray, Lord, that Virginia can picture all of us with our arms stretched out towards her, reaching out, just putting our hands on this dear sister and appealing to heaven, Lord. You said, by your stripes we are healed. You said that, Lord. You paid the ultimate price. You silenced the boast of the grave. And Lord, I just claim for Virginia that she would live out her days in health. I speak life to her body even now. And Lord, with the power and the authority of Christ in us, we rebuke that cancer and we condemn it and command it to leave her body. And I just call, Lord Jesus, on reinforcements that every system in her body would work to support life and health. Even now, I pray her cells would rise up and stand up just as she's standing in faith, that her body would come into the alignment with your promises, Jesus, and that she would live out her days in health and an abundance of fruitfulness, and she can testify that there is a God in heaven to be reckoned with. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, dear sister. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you calling. All right, I'm going to try to grab Mandy's call from New Orleans. We have a break here coming up, so we may have to take your conversation to the other side of the break, Mandy. Welcome to the show. What season are you in?
Thank you, Susie. What I'm finding myself is similar to what I'm hearing in the callers, but I've always been at war with my body. And the beginning of the war started with sexual abuse and then eating disorder, and I've lived my life in an effort to control. And so through lots of different life events transpiring, I'm in recovery from an eating disorder, but have always never really surrendered my body to God. Very fear, because I worshiped a God that I was afraid of. And so in this season, I'm learning, and what happened was, I guess, about 2 years ago, my body, under stress, emotional, physical, began to break down, and realizing I was so disconnected and not knowing how to care well for it, even in recovery. It was more of a head game than it was anything else. And so I began having pain, undiagnosable pain, just my, it was just off, and went from doctor to doctor, really couldn't find anything, device of what it was. And
Mandy, I want you to pause. So Mandy, hold on once. We have a really hard break, We have a hard, fast break coming. So if you can hold on, because we're going to be out here in 30 seconds, whether we're ready for it or not. If you can hang on the line and pick up your story, I'll reset it on the other side. I pray you can hang on. And Kevin from Madison and Kim from Iowa, we see you, and I pray you can hang on. I'd love to chat with you, too. It's Talk to Me Thursday. We're going to finish Mandy's story because God has her in a season that he's going to bring her through. Back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. As we've been doing in the last couple months, we dedicate Thursday, second hour, to Talk to Me Thursday, where instead of booking a guest, you are my guest, and we pitch a question. And this question today is, what season are you in? And I identify four seasons in my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, just to help you really figure out, get your arms around that you're not alone, you're not strange, you're not the only person walking through what you're walking through, although God sees you and it matters so much. The four seasons we talked about is stand. That battle of stand is just a fierce battle. The storms are against you. You're holding on to faith. So the way that you gain ground is just not to lose ground, but this season will pass. Run, and that's a time of favor and stewarding the much God has entrusted to you. Rest, it's a time of obscurity and recovery. It doesn't feel restful. You feel thrust into the wilderness, but it is a place to be refined and rested and remember again who you are, that you're not what you do. And then active waiting, which I've learned we're all in if we're serious followers of Christ. It's a time of stewarding a current assignment with an unfulfilled longing in your heart. So, Mandy, we're going to get her back on. And I see Kevin and Kim and Rhonda, we're going to get you in a minute. I hope you can hang on. So you started to say that you've had sexual abuse in your background and then eating disorders, and then health things started to kind of go awry. And you really realized on several levels God was taking this deeper because he wanted a full healing for you. What more did you want to share to that?
Well, I think the battle for me, and I was saying this to Eric before, of not giving my feelings a vote in these things and renewing my mind, where that's the active part for me, is saying, okay, what is truest here, as opposed to just going with it and stopping it at the beginning, not letting it fester. And that sometimes that's all I can do, and that's what it's been. And it feels like building muscle. It feels like building muscle right now because typically I would let these thoughts run awry, and then Satan's would have a field day, and I was of no use to myself, to God, to anyone. And so it is, and I really thought at some point it would come just naturally, and it doesn't. That was a lie. And that's where the battle is for me. And believing that, and I know I'm short on time, but believing that this is not a punishment, this is not learning a lesson. And I think that's the biggest thing of learning a lesson, not in a kind way, but in a way that's not unkind, I guess.
Right. So, I mean, this isn't a punitive season where he's paying you back. Yeah. And William MacDonald calls this training time for reigning time. Kevin from Madison, we're going to get you just a second, but I just want to tell you, these are some of the temptations in that stand season. That's where I feel like you are. To look down and forget the promises of God, to doubt much of what you know to be true, to lose your ground because you loosen your grip, to look for shortcuts through the storm that takes you away from God's best will for you, to develop a cynical attitude toward God when it comes to the suffering that we and others have to endure, and to listen to the voice of the enemy when God seems especially silent. And staying the course in the stand season is to remember in the darkness what he told you in the light, to refuse lethargy, cynicism, and unbelief. And like you said, the muscle thing, don't let your faith muscle atrophy here. Engage your faith even when it hurts. And don't let your heart close up in this place. Stay tender to the things of God and deal with the issues as they surface. God knows what he's doing, and he's leading you to a place of healing. So, Mandy, you are brave and courageous, and he is with you on this journey. So thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
God bless you, dear. All right, we've got Kevin checking in from Madison. Hey, Kevin, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Susie. I listen to you every day, and you've really been helpful in my life.
I'm so grateful.
What I'm going through right now, I'm not for sure what season that I'm in, because I'm kind of sporadically getting in and out of my vehicle. I'm at work, and I didn't hear what season I'm in, but what season it feels like I'm in is that everything that I do is now failing. Even when I put my best effort forward, I can't seem to accomplish anything, and it seems like the enemy has sent people in my life, which is my loved ones, to destroy my life. I'm currently right now facing eviction. My wife left me. The only reason that I am facing eviction is because my brother came, which he agreed to help me with my finances, with the paying the bills. He just decided to leave one day and didn't say anything, so I fell behind on my rent. I made that up with my landlord. They gave me for it, and they gave me a second chance. But then my wife came back into my life, and she left and left me in the same predicament. And I'm now facing eviction, and I'm just kind of wondering, why am I under attack like this?
Boy, I would say you're in that stand season, Kevin, and these seasons don't last forever. And I'm not even sure if you heard what I read to Mandy, but I feel like it's worth reading again, and just in case you missed it. But that stand season is the season where it does feel like the furies of hell are against you, or like there's no favor over your life. And it's not to be confused with God's favor and his love, but there are seasons where it seems, I can't even explain it, but the enemy is just allowed a little more access. And you know, I told the story in the show before, but there was a time when I was a little girl and I saw my dad looking out the window and I was trying to get his attention, and he was staring out the window and he wouldn't give me his attention. So I hopped up on the counter to see what he was looking at out the window. And the neighborhood bully was beating up one of my older brothers. So I started tugging on my dad's sleeve going, help him, help him. And he wouldn't take his eye off of him. And he said, I'm not going to let him lose, but I have to let him fight. And I'm telling you, that has come back to me again and again, that there's whenever God lets the enemy seem to have access to us to a degree, it is tempered, it is measured, it feels more than we can handle. But the Lord uses it as sparring practice, and he teaches us how to stand on his word and put our shield up. And there becomes a time where we start to use that shield and sword and say, devil, you've had the last say. You don't get to keep messing with me. And we somehow have to figure out a way to find our place in faith and then let God do the fighting for us. So what I'd read to the Mandy who called earlier was this: in the temptations in the stand season are to look down and forget the promises of God, to doubt much of what you know to be true, to lose ground because you loosen your grip, to look for shortcuts through the storm that take you away from God's best for you, and to develop a cynical attitude towards God when it comes to the suffering that we have to endure on earth, and then to listen to the voice of the enemy when God seems silent. So a few of the calls and the charges, Kevin, in this place is, one of them is just know in due time your breakthrough will come. And I would just speak this over your life. As scripture says, any day now I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Also, when the hardship comes, it's going to bring stuff to the surface in your life. So deal with it. So whatever self stuff, if it's fear, anxiety, anger, Don't despair. Don't berate yourself. Just whisper a prayer. God, here's my self life again. Have your way in me, because I know I'm not staying in this season. You promised to be my provider. This season will pass, and I want you to have your way in me. I'm telling you what, Kevin, if you can find your place of faith and keep the goodness of God, you know, as it is, don't let it be up for grabs. The season will change, and you will come through the season stronger and more firm in your faith. Wonder if I could pray for you before we hang up.
Thank you, Susie. I appreciate that.
Lord, I thank you for Kevin. I just thank you that you've not lost his address. You've not lost sight of him. And even though others have abandoned him, you never will. And you've made a promise to provide and to protect and to care for him. And oftentimes it'll seem like our circumstances fly in the face of your promises. But that only means we're in the time in between. Kevin is in the time in between. So would you protect him in this not yet season? Would you help him to stand strong and courageous until the winds shift and the sun breaks out and he knows and feels and tastes your favor once again? You are for him. You will never forsake him. Help him to remember now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much, Susie. I appreciate that. And thank you for your radio station. I'm sure you bless many people as well as myself.
Well, I'm so honored to have you listening, Kevin. God bless you. I'll be thinking about you in the days ahead. Hope you'll be able to call someday and give us a great testimony.
I sure will. I trust in God. I know I will.
Yes, yes, I believe you will as well. Kim is checking in from Iowa. Rhonda from Texas, you're next. Hey, Kim, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Thank you.
What season would you say that you're in?
Well, I think I'm have been in the stand season, but I feel like something's shifting. The last 8 years have been a very, very difficult time for me. And when they began, I guess maybe I should say, since my husband passed away in 84, I've never really quite gotten my feet under me. Mm-hmm. And I keep finding myself in, I think I'm going into a time where there's going to be blessing and I'm going to be able to serve. And I end up finding myself in really bad situations. And so I keep starting over. And this last situation, I just really felt like God was bringing me to a place where I was going to finally be able to know what my purpose was and know what my calling was. And it turned out to be just a horrible, horrible, it felt like a joke. And I am now in a place where there's been a lot of spiritual growth in that 8 years for me. And I'm about to take some steps that I feel like God is calling me out of this situation. And I'm scared out of my mind. But the path is becoming more and more apparent as I keep going down those steps. And yet I still feel so puzzled by my life and so often feel like God's had to kind of make it up as time goes along because I was sort of a mistake.
Yeah, that's a lie. That's a lie. And I just want to pause here and because we have a break coming up and I want to make sure I get a chance to pray with you. But you're not a mistake and you're not a leftover and he's not making up the plan as he goes. In Psalm 139, it says that he's established your every day before you were even born. And the thing is, we may wander off the path, but somehow by his divine sovereignty, he makes a way and he pulls it back together again. And I want to just ask you before I pray for you, are you in the Word? Are you able to read Scripture on a regular basis?
Yes, actually, I spend a lot of time
Great.
In the Word. And
yeah.
Though those have been feelings that I've had, they're not necessarily feelings I feel now.
Yeah.
I just had those feelings
okay.
in the past. But I do know that they're not true.
Good. Well, I'm going to read a few of these temptations. I really feel like you're in the active waiting season where you've got a current assignment, but then you've also... there's going to be temptations here. Maybe these resonate with you. I'm not sure. But one is to get distracted by your daily duties and forget about the seeds of faith you've planted for your future. Also, to get so focused on the unfulfilled desires in your heart that you maybe mismanage a current assignment. Also, to emotionally leave your current assignment before God physically moves you to your next place that he has for you. Also, to get bitter over the delayed fulfillment of your desires, to miss opportunities and to forgive and remain pure in heart, which hinder you from forward-moving progress, to minimize your time in the Word, which you're not doing that, but if that so connects us or disconnects us from the direction that God wants to give us, or to adopt a bored, tired of waiting, non-expectant mindset. Like you just get used to the wilderness, you get used to waiting, and so you sort of disengage. So to stay the course during the active waiting season, spend consistent time with the Lord, which you do. Remind yourself of his promises to you and be praying his word. Ask for strength to be grace and the grace to be faithful in the now, and then allow God to refine the desires as you go along the way. Let him just correct and redirect. And Kim, it sounds like, you know, you're letting him do that. I really believe that there probably are mismatched pieces that will one day make sense because God will do that for you. And I'm going to pause and pray. We've got a break coming up here. But Father, I just pray for Kim. I just thank you that she's never alone. She's never without help. And though we all have our ways and our days where we step off a path or make a choice that we look back and wonder, did we hear that right? Was that a mistake? Lord, you work all things together for the good. You take our pile of contradictions and you turn it into poetry. It's amazing, Lord, how you work your plan in our lives. I just pray healing for Kim. I pray peace for Kim. I pray a fresh joy would spring up and a fresh expectancy would rise up and she would believe with her whole soul that you are by her side, that you go before her and you clear a way, that you're her rear guard. Lord, you're the God who fights for her. And I pray that you give her glimpses of your future plan so she would know in her heart of hearts it's a good plan. You've got a plan to prosper her, not to harm her, to give her a hope and a future. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you so much, Susie.
Kim, thank you so much for calling. Rhonda from Texas, I'm so sorry that you had to hang up. I totally get it. You were on hold for a while there. And her season is unfulfilled longing, kind of that active waiting. That's common for many people. When we come back, I'll unpack a couple more of these seasons. You can call if you want to chime in and get your arms around maybe the season God has you in and what that looks like for you. 877-933-2484. 877-933-2484. And we'll be back in a minute.
On the mountains, I will bow my life to the one who set me there. In the
He's God of the hills and the valleys. He never leaves our side. So even when he feels absent or he seems silent, you've got to know he's working in your life. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Susie Larson. This is Live the Promise. This is Talk to Me Thursday. And we do this purposely because we want to talk with you. We don't book a guest because you're our honored guest. And I try to pitch a question every Thursday just to kind of initiate the conversation. We've got one segment left. I would say about 7 minutes left. Time for a few more calls. 877-933-2484. I've got three copies of my book, Your Beautiful Purpose, Discovering and Enjoying What God Can Do Through You. And I'd love to get one into your hands. You can enter the drawing by emailing me, Susie@myfaithradio.com. So we're talking today about the four seasons I identify in the Purpose book, just trying to get our arms around what season you find yourself in. Are you in the season of stand? And that's where it feels like the furies of hell are aimed at you. At least you're in a massive storm. And the only way to gain ground is just to hold on and not lose ground. Or maybe you're in a season of run, and that's a season of favor, abundance, fruitfulness. And there are different kinds of obedience and temptations that show up in that season. It's tempting to kind of coast and cruise. You think your life's good because you're good, but truly it's God's blowing the winds in your sails because he wants much from you during that time. It's a time of stewardship. Rest doesn't sound like rest. I mean, it doesn't feel like it upon arrival. You either arrive in that rest season burnt out and kind of dead on arrival through burnout, or you're thrust there into obscurity through a loss or a sickness or whatever. But that is a painful time of refining, but it's an important time of learning who you are. You're not what you do. You're someone God loves. And finally, active waiting. It's a time of stewarding your current assignment while you have this unfulfilled groaning and longing in your heart. Maybe people look at you as business on the outside, but deep inside, man, you are like, I am holding out for this answer to my prayer. So what say you? Tammy's checking in from Superior, Wisconsin. Hey, Tammy, you're on the air.
Hi.
How are you today?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty well as well. Thanks for calling. What season are you in?
Well, I think I'm probably in the abundant season. I just feel like God is always so good to me and shows me that all the time.
Love that.
And I was thinking as I was listening, maybe us as listeners should pray for you.
Wow. Thank you. I would love that.
Would that be all right?
Yeah, you're choking me up a little bit, but I would love that. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just honored and blessed you'd think of that. Thank you. I'll take it anytime.
Okay. Dear Lord, thank you so much for Susie and the program. She works so hard to help people get closer to you through. And Lord, we know the devil would just like for her plans to not succeed, and he would love to destroy her. And Lord, we ask for you to give her strength and to help heal her health issues, and that she can just do the work that you have for her each day with strength and wisdom and assurance that this is what you have for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. If I could hug your neck, Tammy, I would. God bless you for your thoughtfulness. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you.
Bless you, dear. All right, Carissa from Colorado, and I think we connect on Facebook sometimes. Hey, Carissa.
Hi, Susie. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Glad to have you. So what season would you think that you're in right now?
I kind of feel like I'm in several at the same time, but probably the most in the rest season because I've been chronically ill for over 16 years and just kind of waiting on God to fulfill different promises he's put on my heart. But at the same time, I'm having to really stand and fight through a lot of spiritual attack and a lot of brokenness and pain in my family and being separated from them because of my health condition as well. And so I kind of feel like I bridge a bunch of the seasons, but even the act of waiting, but with all those unfulfilled longings and such.
Wow. Boy, that's the making of a true warrior, and I totally resonate. I've been there in all three of those at the same time, and that's the one time when you're in stand, active waiting, and kind of the refining rest season that you're not in the time of run, as you just can't be, but it's what prepares you to steward the much that he has. So I'm going to pray for you, Carissa, and Justin, we're going to get to you next. Justin will have to be our last call today. But, Father, I thank you for Carissa. I pray, God, you pour your spirit out over her, all over her, all over the everything that concerns her, from the top of her head to the tips of her toes. May she know a healing and a refreshment she never thought possible. I pray that you'd make the crooked way straight in her family of origin. I pray, God, that you'd restore everything that enemy has stolen from her, and you'd give her a vision for what her promised land looks like and give her the courage to stay in the moment and take those grace steps as you provide them. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Susie.
God bless you, dear Carissa. All right. We've got Justin checking in from Cloquet. Hey, Justin, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, and I'm so glad to talk with you. What season are you in right now?
Oh, I would say it's a season of waiting, of anticipation, of hopefulness, but also of changing and being directed by the Holy Spirit. It's kind of my wife and I together through this.
So you're in that kind of active waiting season where you're having to tend to some assignments, but there's a longing and a sense of change that's coming?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah. You know, and it's so tempting during such seasons to battle disillusionment and unbelief. And you know what else is I noticed in my own life and just people I've talked to as I've kind of got my arms around these seasons is the enemy will come in and tell you you're crazy, that it's far-fetched, that you dreamt it up and it's impossible and it's just a vapor. But this is why faith is our substance. And I just think, Justin, the more that we engage our faith in those times, you pray his word. And I believe just God sometimes will edit the outcome. So because we only see in part and he sees fully. But as you engage your faith and your faith is your substance, the picture will come clearly. And you will know, you know, you'll be able to say, I know what I heard. When that enemy comes against you, you put your shield up and say, I know what I heard. You don't get to talk to me like that. So I'm going to pray for you if I could. And I'm believing that you're going to see a breakthrough and you'll be absolutely amazed at God's attention to detail, and you'll be grateful that you had the guts to hang in there and trust him. Is that okay if I pray?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Well, Lord Jesus, I thank you for Justin and his brave courage and the way that he leads his family and his love for his wife. And Lord, the winds of change are blowing. They sense it, and you're preparing a way. And so I just pray for grace to be able to manage the current assignment and not leave before they leave. I pray, God, for grace to steward what you've given them, but an amazing, immense amount of faith and clarity for where you're taking them. Thank you, God, for who Justin is and what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Justin, I'm going to play a portion of this song. It's called There is a Cloud from Elevation Worship. If you can hang on and listen, but you might want to download this song because it's all about that long waiting. And then all of a sudden you see a fist-sized cloud in the sky and it's coming. I hope this encourages you. Let's listen in. do I wish you could hear this whole song. It's called There Is a Cloud. You've got to download it. Changes are coming, friend. God is faithful. He's on his throne. And if you're in a tough season, it too shall pass. Really glad you tuned in. We'll meet you back here next time.
Every seed buried in sorrow.